This is 1320 WILS. So we now look back. We look back at what happened, the housing market collapse, specifically because the question is, are we on the precipice of potentially another major fall? Someone that's looked at the issue very closely, Peter Wallison, joins us now, author of the book. The book is titled Hidden in Plain Sight, What Really Caused the World's Worst Financial Crisis and Why It Could Happen Again. Peter is the co-director of the American Enterprise Institute's Program on Financial Policy Studies. Peter, great to have you here.
Good to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
I mean, it's a very serious book that we probably are just going to scratch the surface on. But basically, you look back, and the general premise, from what I understand, is that we've been focused on the banks and what they were doing. But you say the government may have actually played, our own government may have played a key role in the demise of our housing market. How so?
Well, that's really a key point, and almost everything that people have heard in the media since 2008 is that it was the banks and the private sector that created all these risks. But in fact, if you understand what happened at the time, you would know that the Congress adopted some laws in the early 1990s which required Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were the two dominant government-backed players in the housing finance market, to reduce their underwriting standards. And when they reduced their underwriting standards, that caused a tremendous change in the market for mortgages and homes in the United States.
And this was a political decision, essentially?
Yes, it was a political decision. The idea was that it was important. Congress decided in 1992 it was important to provide more mortgage credit to people who were below median income in the places where they lived, low-income borrowers. And the way they chose to do that was to require Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to meet a quota of mortgages to people who were below median income.
Let me ask you, though, because the banks, they were aware of this policy. Why do you think they were not adapting or making changes on their end, knowing that this was happening?
Well, what happens is that the banks sell mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Mm-hmm. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac began in the early 1990s, and it got more and more pervasive as we went through the 1990s and into the 2000s, they were asking the banks to provide them with loans that would meet the standards that the government was imposing on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
These new lower standards, you mean?
These new lower standards. And so the banks simply responded to what Fannie and Freddie wanted. It's the normal thing that would happen. If the government was trying to buy something, people will supply it.
Let me ask you, though, about the housing-related securities. Now, how does this end up hitting the banks so hard, the fact that they were holding so many of these securities?
Made these loans, they turned them into securities, and they sold those securities largely to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. At the same time, because there was a large bubble in housing prices going on, many, many other private investors wanted more of these mortgages, too. This all came from the fact that Fannie and Freddie had so reduced underwriting standards. They were the organizations that really controlled and influenced underwriting standards in the United States. As they reduced their underwriting standards, everyone else reduced their underwriting standards. And as a result, the banks ended up as investors. Many other people ended up as investors with these very low-quality loans. And Fannie and Freddie themselves became insolvent in 2008 because they had bought so many of these low-quality mortgages.
I'm talking to Peter Wallison, author of the new book, Hidden in Plain Sight. I'm guessing, did you see the movie The Big Short?
No, I haven't seen the movie, but I read the book, and I think I know the point of the movie.
Well, yeah, and essentially they're saying that, other than a small group, no one else really saw this coming. Is that how you see it, that it was really that hidden?
Yes, well, actually, No one else did see it coming. Mm-hmm. And it was, this is fundamentally the way a very poorly designed government policy worked out. It required the two dominant players in the market, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as other government agencies, to buy these very low quality mortgages. And by 2007, there were more than a majority of all mortgages in the United States were subprime or otherwise risky. And of those, 76% were on the books of government agencies. So if you want to know who created the demand for these terrible mortgages, which ultimately failed and caused the crisis, you just have to look to the government, not the private sector.
Are you saying the private sector on its own would not have allowed as many subprime mortgages to be out there?
There would be no need for the private sector to create all these low-quality or risky mortgages. Mm-hmm. It was that the government wanted those mortgages to be created.
Now, the question, too, that you raise in the book, again, hidden in plain sight, I'm talking to Peter Wallison, is whether this could happen again and whether legislation like Dodd-Frank really addressed the problem. How do you see it?
The legislation that is known as Dodd-Frank did not even touch the problem. And so it could happen again. And in fact, it is happening again. The government is doing exactly the same things to reduce underwriting standards now as it did before the crash in 2008. And it's doing it for the same reasons, because the government has an incentive to improve demand in the housing markets by lowering interest underwriting standards.
Okay, but were there no changes made after 2008 at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae?
Minor changes, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are still buying mortgages with low down payments of less than 5%. Mortgages made to people with low credit scores, mm-hmm. mortgages made to people with very high debt-to-income ratios, all of those mortgages are not good mortgages. Before 1992, before these affordable housing goals were enacted by Congress, Fannie and Freddie only bought prime mortgages. Mm-hmm. And people complained about that. They said, well, it's not fair that they're only buying prime mortgages. There should be mortgage credit for people who are low income or don't have good credit records. And unfortunately, Congress accepted those arguments mm-hmm. and forced Fannie and Freddie to start buying mortgages that were made to people who didn't have good credit records.
And you said that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, with their government-sponsored enterprises, do you believe the government should have a role in this part of this industry?
No, I don't think it should. And I think one of the reasons we had this crash, just as we had a crash of the SNLs in the late 1980s, was because of government policies. The government gets involved. The government sets rules that have nothing to do with the economics. They have a lot to do with the social policies the government wants to pursue. And as a result of that, over time, these rules result in disasters in the private market. That's what happened in 2008.
Well, and you even say that things like Dodd-Frank and the reaction that we see this regulation could end up causing us more harm than good. How so?
Well, first of all, Dodd-Frank has not affected in any way what the government's policies are on housing. They're still pursuing generally the same policies. What Dodd-Frank has done is imposed huge new regulations on the private sector because the party in power at the time believed, and many and the media and the government have said over time mm-hmm. that it was the fault of the private sector. So Dodd-Frank mostly imposes new regulations on the private sector, and that's why our recovery from the recession that we had after the financial crisis has been the slowest in history.
And these housing-related securities, are you saying this is identical to what happened before 2008?
It's not identical. Some of the very bad mortgages before 2008, like mortgages without any statements of income, things of that kind, mortgages that had negative amortization, those no longer exist. Mm-hmm. But the mortgages that that Fannie and Freddie are buying today, not just Fannie and Freddie, but the Federal Housing Administration also, FHA, are all buying mortgages that are very low quality and risky. Mm-hmm. And over time, those mortgages will eventually fail, and that will cause another financial crisis.
So are the banks just as vulnerable now, or have they taken...
No, the banks are not as vulnerable, mm-hmm. but the government agencies that are holding these mortgages are vulnerable. And when those mortgages fail, that has an effect on the economy all over the country. It mm-hmm. drives down housing prices everywhere. And so people who are meeting their mortgage obligations find that their homes are worth much less than they were when they bought them because we were having a recession in housing prices.
So are you saying Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, could they potentially fail, or what could happen?
Yes, of course they can. They're already controlled by the government. Mm-hmm. The government took them over in 2008 because they were insolvent at the time, because they had bought so many of these terrible mortgages. Mm-hmm. And the government has been running them ever since. But the government, when it runs these things, does not pay very much attention to the economics involved. It pays a lot of attention to various constituencies that it is trying to assist.
So this would be a bailout at some point of those two?
Eventually,
then?
Fannie and Freddie will. It'll take years. It will not happen immediately, but it'll take 10, maybe 15 years before there's a buildup in the market of another bubble. Because another housing price bubble, everyone will think, oh, this is great. Housing prices are going up. It's wonderful to see everything is rising so quickly. And then, of course, we'll come to a point where that bubble will deflate and all of these mortgage values will fall again as they did. Mm. So the point is, if we leave the government in charge of mortgage underwriting standards so that they determine what kinds of rules people have to meet in order to buy homes, we will end up with exactly the same problem in the future. We ought to turn it back to the private sector to make these rules, because the private sector really is interested in getting good quality mortgages because they are good investments.
Yeah, the last thing they want is a crash like we just had, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Peter Wallace in the book, and we just scratched the surface here. A lot more detail also. Hidden in Plain Sight. It's called Hidden in Plain Sight, What Really Caused the World's Worst Financial Crisis and Why It Could Happen Again. Peter Wallace, and Peter, thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you.